Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Top U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken urges Hamas to accept a truce in the Gaza Strip after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to send troops into its far southern city of Rafah. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that the U.S.'s top diplomat is also pressing Israel for a Gaza ceasefire.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for meetings with Israeli leaders and has told the country's ceremonial president that the time is now for a ceasefire deal in the war in Gaza.
Even as we're working with relentless determination to get the ceasefire that brings the hostages home, we also have to be focused on people in Gaza who are suffering in this crossfire Hamas is making.
Blinken's visiting Israel for the seventh time since the Israel-Hamas war broke out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Clashes broke out at pro-Palestinian demonstration on the campus of the University of California, Los Angeles, U.S. television media footage show, as dozens of universities around the United States struggled to contain similar protests. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports New York police have cleared a building held by protesters at Columbia University.
Police cleared 30 to 40 people from inside Columbia University's Hamilton Hall after pro-Palestinian protesters occupied the administration building earlier in the day. The scene unfolded shortly after 9 p.m. as police wearing helmets and riot shields and carrying zip ties massed at the college's entrance. Scores of officers climbed through a window to enter the occupied building, streaming in over a ramp raised from the top of a police vehicle. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. state of Florida braces for one of the strictest abortion bans in the United States to take effect. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A surprise announcement comes that revealed Haiti's new prime minister is dividing a recently installed transitional council tasked with choosing new leaders for the gang-riddled Caribbean country. VOA's Tymie McNeil reports.
Four of seven council members with voting power said Tuesday that they had chosen Fritz Belizaire as prime minister. Many Haitians were taken aback by their declaration and unexpected political alliance. The council members who oppose Belizaire are now weighing options, including fighting the decision or resigning from the council. Belizaire served as Haiti sports minister from 2006 to 2011. Tymie McNeil, VOA News.
Authorities across South and Southeast Asia are warning people of health risks as life-threatening heat wave bears down across the region. VOA's Lori London reports.
Several towns in Myanmar last week were on lists of the hottest spots worldwide. Scientists have said the number of heat-related deaths around the world has been rising significantly in recent years, along with temperatures. And not just human lives are at risk. In the Bangladeshi capital, pet shop owners were seen spraying water this week on animals and birds to help lower their body temperature. Experts say climate change is contributing to more frequent, severe, and longer heat waves during summer months as records continue to be broken. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
In other world news headlines, Turkish police detained dozens of protesters attempting to tear down barricades in different districts of the capital, Istanbul, after authorities banned May 1st or May Day rallies at the city's main Taksim Square. Georgia arrests dozens of demonstrators at a late-night rally, officials said Wednesday, after police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at thousands of pro-EU protesters who oppose a controversial foreign influence bill. At least 19 people died when part of a highway collapsed in southern China's Guangdong province, state media say. Australia's prime minister declares violence against women a scourge and a national crisis days after protests in several major cities. Asylum seekers sleeping rough in tents in Dublin, Ireland, say life under tarpaulin cover is better and safer than facing the risk of being deported by the UK to Rwanda. And Israel's 20-year-old Eurovision contestant Eden Golan is in the eye of a storm. Fierce controversy surrounds her country's participation in the song competition this year as Israel continues to bombard Gaza. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.